Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
What?
Don't start it like
I'm waking up from hibernation.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Got a yawn, because I'm... Yeah, I'm like a bear.
You're like a big skinny bear now.
Yeah.
Because you've not eaten for ages.
I have eaten just floral gums.
Yeah.
Nice, aren't they?
No, not really.
Yeah, not really.
Just, if we're recording, just introduce the show.
Oh, yeah, Forget Fat Podcast. That noise you just heard was James slamming his beer down next to the brand new microphone that we've got.
Yeah, but you also... kick your chair.
No, do not kick my chair.
You did. My chair
you.
Went like that.
And because you booted it with your foot.
Anyway, it's been a while.
It has been a while. I've not been very well.
Introduce yourself. Look, you forgot
how to do it. Oh, my name's Johnny.
I want you to introduce me, though.
Oh, this is James.
Thank you.
I have not well.
Oh, time we record this
I
happens.
Think I've got a stomach ulcer.
No, you just... I don't know what it is about you.
Or a cyst.
Or maybe you shouldn't have 6 or 7 pints.
Should we tell the listeners what's been going on?
You can't hack it. I mean, what hasn't gone on? It's been that long.
So I was being sick, right? And then
so
I had...
When is this now?
About 4 weeks ago, I started throwing up.
Right.
And then I stopped being sick, but I had the runs.
Yeah, and are you eating now? You're chewing?
Yeah, and then I shat so much, blood started coming out.
This shouldn't go in the podcast, actually.
And then the blood stopped because he had an Imodium, but then my stomach started cramping again.
Yeah, I mean, this shouldn't go in the podcast, actually, that you're shitting blood.
Should it not?
Nobody needs to know that. I mean, I suppose people listen to stuff to either better themselves or feel better about themselves. So if they're not shitting blood, at least that's a bonus that you
are. So I'm performing a public service here.
But at the same time, someone might be eating, I don't know, something that...
What, like a liver sandwich with tomato sauce on? Because I'll be honest, that's pretty much what it looked like.
Exactly, so they don't need to know what you're shitting
on fried bread.
They don't need to know about that. That's the problem.
Have you got a topic for this week?
I've not got a specific topic. I just think it's been that long since we last recorded and stuff that... I mean, there's loads of stuff. I mean, I've got animals at work.
Good.
I've got bits about my holiday.
No, you went on holiday.
Sorry about the rattling. I've got like loads of stuff.
He does like to show off, listener.
Sex festival shock.
No.
That wasn't me though. That's not my holiday. That's just a story.
Oh, is it not?
But yeah, I mean, where do you want to start, really?
Well, do you want to do a bit? Then I've got a gift for you.
Oh, have you got a gift for me? Despite the fact it's your birthday, you've got a gift for me.
Yeah. Okay. It's not so much a gift, it's something my mother brought with her that I think you might enjoy.
Oh, what, and you're going to give it to me? Or
I'm not going to give it to you, I'm just going to let you see it, yeah.
Oh, okay, right, okay. So it's not really a gift, is it?
No, not so much, yeah. More of a show and tell.
And my voice has gone because I was watching the boxing as well. You know, the big boxing event.
Oh, and you got punched in the throat.
No, I was just shouting a lot.
Why were you shouting?
Not at the television, but you know when it's really loud?
Mm.
So you have to shout to friends.
Right. I thought you were getting angry at the boxing.
No.
Why would you get aggressive when you're going to watch two grown men punch each other in the head for half an hour?
No, that wasn't the issue.
Ah.
As I say, it was just because it was so loud in there that I was shouting, so my voice is a little bit hoarse. There you go. What were we going to talk about first? Sorry, my holiday.
Yeah, go on then. We'll have your holiday. Where was it? Greece, probably.
No,
was it fucking
I went
Greece,
to Spain.
And was there rain in Spain or only on the plane?
It was mainly on the plane. No, I went to Tenerife.
Well, you know what? That's interesting you should mention that.
Why?
Because you know where I went on my holiday?
Go on.
11 a reef. Because I am better than you.
That's the sort of dad joke we've come accustomed to on this.
Yeah.
That you say shit like that. No, so I went to Tenerife, right? And highlights of that was an Elton John tribute. So every night, like, after your meal or whatever.
Every night, the same Elton John tribute.
No, no, it was half bored because, you know, I mean, the podcast isn't paying for this, but, you know, only the best for me.
Was the other half entertained?
Were
the audience half bored because the show was shit?
There we go. There's another brilliant joke.
Thank you very much.
So after the food, they had a tribute act on, or just like an act. So one night they had a magician on who was like your stereotypical, like, middle-aged man with a young, like... What is she, though?
Assistant.
Assistant.
If you're getting an assistant, you're having a pretty one.
And she was doing dancing in that, and I just thought her part of the deal was, like, they must have said, like, oh, I'll do the dancing, like, in between you changing your top or whatever, and you get to grab me around the waist and, like, fling me about a bit. I think that must have been the agreement.
I'd go for that, yeah.
Because she was doing dancing, it just didn't match the show. Anyway, so there was the magician he was on.
She'd break out into the Macarena after he's pulled the rabbit out of her hat.
Essentially. But she tried to make it like it was really good, like she was into her dancing, like, and she thought she was a dancer.
But
she wasn't really, you know what I mean? And then he was doing, like, loads of...
Was she only little? And then every now and then the Elton John tribute would come on and hold her close.
See, that is a joke. That is a legitimate joke if people know Elton John lyrics. Anyway, no, because it wasn't on the same night.
All right.
You know, listen, you don't have two headline acts in one night, Johnny. Don't be greedy. Stop being greedy.
Fine.
So anyway, so yeah, she'd, like, dance about, and he had, like, loads of doves and stuff, and he kept, like, pulling them out of nowhere.
Shampoo, body wash, parasol.
He had about four or five of these poor birds, and at one point he had a balloon, popped it, and there was a fucking bird inside, and I thought, that one's the deaf one in the group, you know, that he just fucking tortures. So at one point I just got bored and went, we get it, you're a pigeon fancier, like that, just a bit louder than I should have done. Anyway, this lad loved it and turned around and was like, "Ooh, thumbs up." And I thought, aren't I great?
Well, you feel good about your little self for belittling a man just trying to make a living.
Just a man making
for peddling the same old shit magic tricks.
The thing is, with a magician, it annoys me because I don't know how it works. I want to know how it works.
Oh, it's dead easy. You can work it out.
No, but, like, because I love a spoiler, you know, like Games of Thrones or anything like that.
Yeah. So, but you know they do it, don't they?
What?
Get a budgie on your finger.
Yeah.
You put the balloon in front of it.
No, he didn't do that.
And then you get your mate to pop the balloon.
Right, no,
and from a distance, because of perspective.
He popped the balloon. No, he definitely popped the balloon. No, listen to it. No, not that though. Like the woman in the box, and he stabs it with like 10 swords.
Yeah, you know what that is, don't you? Dumb luck.
And even the one where she's in a box with a padlock around the box, and he's on top of the box, and he gets like that big giant curtain. And he goes, way, and he flips it up over him.
Mm-mm.
And as it drops down, it's her, and she's in different clothes.
Yeah, because she's got a twin sister.
And then he's in the box. How did they do that one?
Do you not notice every time you try to buy her a drink to hit on if she wanted two double vodka and cokes? It's one for her and one for a twin sister.
No, anyway, it just baffled me.
Have you never watched Breaking the Magician's Code with the Masked Magician?
Yeah, I've seen that.
See,
that
tells you.
But I don't remember it.
Well, watch it again before you go on holiday next.
Well, I didn't know there'd be a magician there. Anyway, after the magician... Elton John tribute.
Yeah.
So that was really good. And see, in the audience one night, there was a fella in a wheelchair. Like he was all there, just he was like, his like legs didn't work or whatever.
Yeah.
And he's there with his missus. And then the Elton tribute started singing I'm Still Standing. And I'd had a few, like, drinks by then, so I was laughing, you know, because...
Of course you were, yeah.
I'm still standing, obviously there's a bloke in a wheelchair. But he was looking around like he was aware of the fact that there was a guy in a wheelchair, like, he's in a wheelchair and he can't stand or whatever. So that was...
You know, when I was a kid, my dad used to be mad on Elton John.
Did he?
And one day we went to Clark's in the town centre and he says, I've come in for a pair of crocodile shoes. The woman said, what size feet has your crocodile got?
I'm laughing at your shit jokes because I've been to the pub. So I'm just looking for, like, anything else. Oh, do you want your animals at work now?
Because
it's late, it's a holiday.
Oh, go on then.
Yeah?
Hang on.
For fuck's sake.
I'm just having a sweet.
Well, you can put the music on, can't you, for my bit?
Perhaps, yeah. We'll see.
So, snail jizz, Johnny, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I noticed on holiday, there's, like, a product that you put on your face and that, which is, like, snail slime.
Wow, man.
It's not actual snail jizz, obviously, but, like... You know, the trail, like the spunky bit that they leave behind in your kitchen at night, and you think, where the fuck does that come from?
And you think, I must remember to clean my kitchen.
I must remember to stop living like a slob. So basically, right, people thought there's a market for this. Mm-hmm. Like, women will put any old shite on the face.
Literally, in some cases.
Makes them look younger, don't they?
Mm.
Like, I don't know why men don't go, jizz is brilliant for your face.
It is. I've managed to convince someone of that.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Said it's really good for your face.
It's really good for your skin, yeah.
Really good. Yeah. Particularly on your skin after a blowjob.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not fussy about that, but just have it on your face for a bit. Yeah.
No, but see, the logistics of that is difficult, though, if you're like in a different position. And then you've got to run, you've got to make sure that you're ready to go, and then sort of run round. And finish on
run
the
round.
Yeah, well, not run round. It's not. It's a knockout. But I mean, like, logistically, where are you when you're gonna? Because you don't want to do too soon and miss the stroke.
Mm.
But you don't want to leave it too late and end up on a stomach. You know what I mean?
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
I know what you mean. I've got a better way around it.
What's your way around it?
What you do? So, shagging away, doing your business, right?
What position?
Any, doesn't matter.
Oh, okay.
Because at this point, what you do is you make sure she's happy, right?
Yeah, then. Obviously. Just a little insight into Johnny's sex life there, anyway. So, snail jizz, basically, it's in products now for your skin.
Oh, right.
It's normally sort of like mixed up with aloe vera. So, I don't know if that's doing most of it, and the snail jizz is just like a lubricant.
Is this animals at work or animals that wank?
No, sorry, it's animals at work. So, like the snail sliming products for women.
Yeah.
Snail farming in Italy has increased more than 325% due to it being used in beauty products.
Mm-hmm.
In an industry worth more than £180 million.
And do you know the poorest little animals to each other?
What's that?
Do you know the poorest little animals to each other?
The what?
Do you know the poorest the animals to each other?
Who poorest the animals to each other?
The farmers. We're both snail farmers, right?
Snail post. Is nah, this a joke about royal, snail post?
Royal snail.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Now, it's estimated that 44,000 tonnes of live and preserved snails are produced annually in Italy. Creams, gels and... I can't read my handwriting. Basically, just like loads of stuff being sold... apparently the secretion can stimulate collagen production to make you have younger looking skin.
Mm.
But dermatologists
you're
disagree
fucking
about
fucking moron, aren't you? The product was produced in a college. You've got to learn
collagen.
To read, we're going to keep
collagen.
Doing this. You need to learn to read properly.
So anyway, that's my animals at work. You've had it nice and early, and I had a good holiday.
Right, do you want your present then?
Yes, please.
So this is something... Now, do you remember, fucking years ago it'll be now, when we did an episode on music?
Oh God, that was a while ago.
Yeah, do you remember? And I dragged up some lyrics that I've remembered.
Yeah.
So my mum has found...
The lyrics?
One of my lyrics books.
Brilliant.
Now...
Could this be a section every week?
Do you want to do it that way, do you?
We could do. I mean, so, you've got quite a few, or...
I've genuinely...
Is this full?
I've not read it, because I didn't want to spoil
it
for you.
Can I see how many pages? Can I just thumb through it?
Yeah, go on then, yeah.
Let's just have a look. Oh, my God. This looks like it was done yesterday. I don't believe you. Oh, he's got, like, pictures in it. A number, an 0800 number.
No, there's not that
much. Oh, there's not that many, so it can't really be a topic. But, if I mean, do you want to read it or shall I?
It's up to you, mate, really. Some of them you might have heard on the music one.
Bury me, pray for me, bow your head, mourn for me.
Yeah, that was when I was going to kill myself.
Troubled little child, weren't you?
Oh, yeah, it was full.
Troubled little boy.
Yeah.
Do you want me to read it?
I don't know, I'm a bit embarrassed
now. Hang on, no, I found a good one here. So this is Johnny's lyrics book. So how old were you when you wrote these?
Oh, I mean, 12, 13, something like that. Not old at all.
You must have been older than that.
Well,
do you think?
I was 100% still in school.
Okay. But it's a wide range. And how are you feeling at this time? Trouble?
Probably quite pissed off at life, yeah.
Yeah.
You're very self-righteous as well, I imagine. I've genuinely not read these, mate, so I don't know what you're going to level at me.
What I'll do is I'll read a few out to you and you can just tell me how you felt or, you know, if you still resonate today, if it didn't mean something. Will you love me when the stars die and the moon is a loose?
This won't.
When the moon is a loose? No?
No idea what...
Doesn't even make sense.
No.
Coming onto me, this is my reality. What else can you see out here in my fantasy?
This is already a bad idea. No, I don't like this at all.
Yeah, okay. You just read the next bit. Right, okay. This must mean something, Johnny. To 12-year-old Johnny. You weren't 12 when you wrote this. No, we'll save them. I think we should do like a reggae-themed, gothic-type
reggae
song.
Goth, yeah.
Reggae, goth. We'll sort of merge the two.
Reg-off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because nobody's done that before.
We haven't, have they? I feel, so except for Skindred, but...
So that was nice. What did your mum say when... I mean, did your mum read that? Was she concerned?
I don't think so. She just said I haven't... Well, she made a point of saying she hadn't read it.
Right. Which so makes me sound like she did read it.
And also, something else.
He's up again. What is this? It's just a tax letter.
She also brought this.
Right, which is what, like a laser pen?
No, just a metal stick on a keyring. And she was like, I didn't know if you needed it. I was like, Mum, I've done without that for 10 years.
It's the key for the secret garden. I mean, what did you want with it in the first place?
I don't know.
Did it, like, unlock, you know, them barriers that
you know what
cars from getting into California?
I know what I think it is. I think it's off a speaker stand. And I think you put the stand up, and then you jam that through one of the holes in it.
And
it stops it coming back down.
In a T-shape.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. You live, you learn.
And she also brought me, that was quite embarrassing, like considering the whole family were around, a pencil drawing of that a girl, I assume, had drawn for me when I was a kid, of a naked boy and a girl having a cuddle. Like a pencil drawing, dead good one. I don't know where it is now. I've lost it.
Can it go on the Twitter page?
If I couldn't find it, I may have binned it.
Oh, for fuck's
sake. Well, I was so... No, but she was showing me it in front of my auntie and everything. I was dead embarrassed.
Well, it's not your fault if a child drew it for you.
Well, no, it wouldn't have been a child, it would have been a hot girl.
Well, you said you drew it when you were a kid.
When I was 16,
when
I imagine.
You were one of the lucid boys.
Yeah, lucid boys. Loser kids.
Anyway, do you want to talk about the fact that your mum and dad have been here?
Yeah, we can do, if you want. I mean, you've just spent the best part of 5 hours sat with them, so...
Yeah, no, it was interesting, weren't it, as always?
Yeah.
Your mum might have brought out the fact that she had cancer at least half a dozen times.
Yeah, and then every time I went for a cigarette, she told you about someone else and how they're dying.
Yeah, there was always something. And then when your dad said that he was away once with 9 lads and they all died, but not together, and they were young.
Yeah, and he's still here.
Your dad's the kiss of death here. I don't really like being out with him, to be honest. Just all right, just Russell.
I just wanted one.
You're really unprofessional.
I've purposely bought a little sweet so I can still talk while we do this.
Yeah, but then you put your hand into like a tiny bag.
Well, I'm dying, mate.
So you keep saying. Also, remember when we were in the car and your mum was talking about being in a bikini?
Was she?
Pink burgers.
Oh, yeah. Like that, didn't you?
I did, because then your mum said, I look good in a bikini, don't I? Asking me.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, I mean, I've not seen your mum in a bikini.
Oh, she's normally naked for you?
Well, she's normally in like a silk 90 for me.
Oh, like silk, do you?
Ready for me to enter.
Mm-hmm.
The bedroom, not... I mean, anything like that is behind closed doors. So yeah, your mum and dad have been down. Your dad looks really tanned.
Mm.
He's just stuck out in the garden all day. I mean,
he's been digging that tree up, hasn't he?
So he's been digging a tree up, lighting fires.
With a flamethrower, which he was genuinely excited about. He's also got an iPhone now.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And he's ridiculously excited about that.
Despite the fact he turned it off by accident before. Didn't even know.
Yeah. And then thought it'd still ring.
Even though it was off.
Yeah.
Which is weird, isn't it? But that's like older people with technology. Like, you know, like you see sometimes someone's got a laptop and then they've got like a sticker over the camera.
Yeah.
And it's old people like, oh, well, someone's listening. Someone from Windows is watching.
You couldn't give a fuck.
And it's like, use it twice a year. What are you talking about? Even if that was true.
Yeah.
Like, your search history is knitting, BBC News, and, I don't know, the Argos catalogue online.
Yep.
What are you worried about? But they put like a little sticker over it, unplugged the subwoofer that came with it, you know, free, like, part of the PC World deal.
Oh, yeah.
And put a towel like over any of the sound system. Like, old people don't give a shit, do they? About,
it was weird as fuck. It's like, he's got this phone now, and all he's bothered about is showing it to his friend.
Friend, singular.
Yeah, it's genuinely quite sad.
But what, is his friend into phones, though?
No, not at all. His friend couldn't
his
care
friend
bloody less.
Couldn't give a shit.
Yeah. He's just a sad old man, really. The old hour he's drinking now.
And he was talking about, he can't wait to show his friend the weather on his phone.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the thing is with weather, it's sort of there, isn't it? It's like, it's...
Yeah, you've got a window.
It's omnipresent, and you can always see it.
Yeah, you can just look out the window, can't you?
So, I don't know why the weather app is key. I don't know why you just need an iPhone for that.
No, but you see how much he was laughing? When he said, you should have brought your coat, Les. He's already got planned out in his head.
What he's going to say.
What he's going to say.
And it's going to be brilliant.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We're talking to...
Well, then Les could say, well, I have, because I didn't know. It looked a bit iffy. And I've got it.
Well, we were in the pub.
And just go, oh.
We were in the pub the other day, and there was a couple of us talking, and this girl was with us, and she says, my brother used to have a Mini, because you know my dad's got the old car. She said, my brother used to have a Mini, but it only lasted 3 months. It only lasted 3 months, and he crashed it and wrote it off. And my dad went, ha, 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 ha. I said, mate, you're supposed to ask if everyone was all right before you laugh.
Well, I'm sure they were they? Or were they not?
Yeah, fine.
Did anyone die?
Don't think so.
Well, that's alright then. It'd have been better if the Mini crashed and then 25 clowns jumped out of it.
Or if 25 barrel makers came out of it.
You know, just kept...
You know, the Mini Cooper.
Yeah. See, you explained this to me before, what a Cooper is.
Yeah, it makes barrels. It copper. Remember, bits of copper that go around the top of a barrel.
Yeah.
Hit them and knock a barrel up.
Right, okay. Did they have to do the wood as well, or did they just put the copper on at the end?
Probably.
I don't know.
Granddad had a big lump on his hand there. Just
that's
at the,
no good for the podcast.
At the base of his thumb, a big black lump. It looked like the worst mole you've ever seen in your life.
Perhaps if he aimed better.
Well, no, what it was a bit of copper or iron or whatever it was had got stuck under his skin and stayed there. You know, like a tattoo goes that deep that it doesn't. Like that, but with a bit of iron.
What, and then a lump grew over it?
Yeah, there was a big black bit of iron in his hand.
Yeah, but there was a big black lump.
Yeah. So it looked like there had a massive mole there. Well, it didn't, it was a bit of iron. Someone told me it could have been a mole for all I know. Someone told me it was a bit of iron.
You know what I told you that? Your mum and you believe that.
Yeah, possibly. That is well true. That she could genuinely be just lying out of her ass.
Your mum's mad, isn't she?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of a conversation I had with your mum today that might have been normal. Can't think of one.
What, a normal one?
Like a normal conversation with your
mum. I haven't had one for fucking 30 years. I don't see why you'd start now.
She?
Oh, yeah.
She's always laughing.
Yeah. Hey, you'll never guess what happened to Sandra. She was on the same cancer ward as me and she's dead now.
You know what's weird? You know when you wonder like how people got together? And I look at your mum and dad and I don't know how that happened, you know? Because your dad doesn't look like he'd say fucking two words to anyone.
Mmm. Yeah, I mean, I don't think he's always been quite so withered.
Quite such a miserable old bastard.
Yeah.
It's just weird, isn't it?
It is, really, yeah. My stomach's gone again.
Oh, here we go. Right.
It's alright, we're 26 minutes in. Let's spunk out another phone and I can go for another shit.
No, I've got plenty of stuff. Do you want to hear about the Sex Festival shock?
Yes.
Yeah. So this was in the paper.
Chirped up, didn't she?
Man in his 50s dies and woman flown to the hospital after being found unconscious at Tunbridge Wells sex festival.
What was it? Donkey punch gone wrong?
200 people typically attend Flame Fest, as it's called, held in Kent. Yeah, it's in the woods as well.
Of course.
It charges revelers £600 for a ticket. The man's death is being treated as unexplained. What do you think he was doing?
Well, erotic asphyxiation.
That's what it was?
Yeah.
Was he doing it himself or was she involved? Why is she ill as well? I don't get.
She's ill.
Well, she was taken to hospital.
I wonder if it was some group sex, water spots type thing. Where they've caught a nasty bug off someone's wee.
What do you mean, like pissing in the face?
I think what it was they went to a clearing.
I wish the listener could see your face because you're like, this is actually serious. We need to inform the community about this.
I think they went to a clearing and her and her lad laid down on the back.
Bit of tarpin down.
You wouldn't need it. That's the point of the clearing, isn't it? You don't.
Right.
If you're outside, you don't need it. And then there was basically this other woman that they knew, they'd obviously made friends with,
right.
And she'd basically knocked up a tarsie and she was swinging above their heads.
Sorry, what's a tarsie? Like a Tarzan rope?
You know what a tarsie is?
I don't. That's like a sex thing.
You know when you're a kid and you hang a tie a bit of string to the tree and put a plank of wood across it and use it as a string?
I mean, as a bigger lad, that wouldn't have been something I would have used.
No, but you was used to make them when you were kids.
Yeah, wasn't it called a tarsie?
What did you call it?
Bit of fucking string and rope.
Right. So, they both laid down in this clearing, right?
Yeah.
Then this other woman that they've got friends with over the course of the weekend...
got a rope to a tree.
She's tied a rope to a tree branch overhead and put a stick of wood through it to act as a rudimentary seat.
Right.
And she's basically sat on that, but like back a bit, so she's got a bit of clearance from the wood.
Yeah, of course.
And she's swinging just inches above the reds. She's wearing heels, so she's got to be careful to keep her legs up.
Right. It's like the fourth swing, she's really, like the thighs are burning a little bit.
Yeah, and she's got really, really good pelvic floor muscles. Right. So she can start and stop on command. And what she's doing...
She's like a funnel.
Yeah, and she's going past them and weighing on the face and then stopping. Well, the swing goes up the other side.
Yeah, so we'll waste it.
And then starting again every time. So every time she's over their faces, she's starting. And what's happened is basically they've both caught a nasty bug from it. And he's clearly died, poor guy. And she's been rushed to hospital.
Death by piss. Sex piss.
Yeah.
Shame, innit?
It is, really. Happen. Yeah, I mean, you go out in good faith to do these innocent things.
Well, not innocent, is it?
Oh, of course it is. Not wrong with a bit of piss.
Pissing them out. Not wrong with a bit of piss.
Oh, I'll get it, didn't you?
Johnny says, not wrong with a bit of piss. Just something I wanted to bring up about your dad as well. He kept, you know what he kept saying tonight, which is weird.
What?
A ninja never quits. Where's that come from? A ninja never quits.
So it comes from, he was digging this tree out of the back garden. And it's one of them where it's got crazy roots. And every time he
crazy
digs...
Crazy roots, is that the alternative to paving?
Yeah.
Crazy roots.
Basically,
if you can't afford crazy paving, you get crazy roots.
Crazy roots, yeah. Now, you know, it goes down and down, he's digging and digging and digging, and he's knackered, and the six-year-old's there watching him, and he starts singing this song, and Ninja Never Quits.
Just to clarify for anyone who might be listening to this for the first time, and why the hell would it be? Six-year-old is his grandson.
His grandson, yeah. So he's there, he's absolutely knackered, just about to keel over.
Yeah.
He says, I'm going to jack it in for the day, come back tomorrow. And the six-year-old starts singing A Ninja Never Quits. It was apparently a song.
Yeah, but why is your dad like using it in everyday terms?
Because he heard it last week and he thinks it's funny.
A ninja never quits. Because I don't think a ninja, I don't think that's in their mindset necessarily, that they never quit.
Yeah, they just don't quit.
I just imagine that they get the job done.
Yeah.
You know, they're not going to turn up late and think, fuck, I'll go next week. I'm not going to quit.
Right,
you know what I mean? They're not turning up to some sort of sewing class.
Yeah, they think they just do it.
Ah, it's already started. Maybe I shouldn't have done it. I'll just leave it.
Mm.
But they, you know...
Ninjas smoke 40 a day.
They just never quit. So that's something I wanted to bring up. Also, I wanted to bring up the fact that, speaking of ninjas... I got in an argument with a Chinaman in Asda. Can I say that?
I don't think you can. I think the term is Chinese gentleman. But well, let's see what
I don't remember if he was Chinese. He was...
My first
he
question...
He was certainly from the Far East.
So my first question...
Yeah.
Is his ethnicity relevant to the story?
I mean, it's
and
not,
your
but
face
it brought me onto
absolutely
the story.
Not.
It brought me onto the story, though.
Right, so what you're saying is you had an argument with a man in Asda.
Oh, right, yeah, I had a man in Asda. If you want to be so fucking like that with it, mm-hmm. then yeah, I had an argument with a man in Asda.
What happened? You saw him and said, "Hiya!"
See, he's being racist now. That's just...
It wasn't even funny. I
can't even find my notes now.
You don't, there they are. If it happened in real life, you don't need notes.
No, I know, but I just wanted to see if there's anything else. So, basically, I was in Asda, you know the self-checkouts?
Mm-hmm.
So I was on them, obviously.
You do get quite self-righteous when you've got a shop, don't you?
Not really, but if I go in, I know what I want, and I get it, and I'm out.
Yeah.
Sometimes I like to browse, but if I'm...
You're like Duncan Bannatyne, you, aren't you?
Am I?
I'm out.
Right, okay, if you say so. I'm not a millionaire like him, that'd be nice.
You don't go to the gym like him.
I don't think he owns the gym. He doesn't go to the gym, does he?
I like that.
Hey, I'll make sure you're in there. You catch me on the treadmill. It doesn't work like that.
I tell you what I do. I like the fact that I said, "Dad, do us a favour. As soon as James turns
yeah,
up..."
Yeah, say he's put on weight. Yeah. And I was like, obviously that's Johnny saying that.
But then he made a point of calling you fat all night. He did it about four times. No, I like that.
Twice. He did it twice.
Was it only twice?
Does it again? I bite his fucking nose off and it's big enough.
It is big.
Bastard. Anyway. So, self-checkouts at Asda.
Yeah.
I don't need a bag because...
You were there checking yourself out.
Hey.
Well, yeah, I'm gorgeous.
I've got my own bag with me, so I don't need a bag. And then a fella came next to me.
And then you got to clean that up.
Dark-haired gentleman, looks like he's squinting. And he's... Because I can't say his race or whatever, because Johnny said that's offensive. He's into dragons and self-defence classes. In pyjamas. Anyway, so he was next to me, and he got like a bag, and he threw it on my side.
And he made a little crane out of it.
He made a swan. No, he threw it on my side, like on my stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I just looked at him, and I pushed it away, like, I don't need a bag. Like, why has he done that? I assumed he'd just accidentally done it on purpose. Mm. Like, no, sorry, he'd done it like, oh, that was by mistake or whatever. But then he did it again, like, there was two bags on his side that he didn't want, and he was throwing them on my side. So then I got into an argument with him, like, what? I was like, what are you doing? And he was like, I mean, I won't do his accent.
That's but, right, James, you won't.
But he was like, they're not my bags. And I was like, well, they're not my bags. Mm-hmm. And then he was, you know, like when they do, like, the prayers, like, put the hands together and yeah. bow the head and say, sorry. And I said, don't put them on my side, and then I've got my own stuff and put it in my own bag. And then I got on a bus, and then a woman sat next to me on the bus with like four bags, four really heavy bags, sat next to me, but then she plonked one practically on my knee. So I was already in a mood from like shopping, so then I was like, you can't put that on my knee. I said, I was a bit, you know, thinking of it. Like, you can't, that's, no, it's too much. So then she felt, like, I felt bad when I said that, though, because she was really embarrassed. And then she put two of them, like, where the newspapers go.
Oh, yeah.
Sort of near the driver. And then sat back down, but she was, like, worried about her bags and kept going to check them. But I thought, well, don't pile on me, you know. So yeah, there you go.
So basically you went out and argued with two strangers about packaging.
Essentially, yeah. But they all, also...
Your Uber driver.
Thanks for reminding me, despite the fact it's written in block capitals there. I was in an Uber.
Mm.
I had to get to a train station.
Oh.
Was off to a wedding. That's a story for a different day.
Yeah.
And step on it, driver. Need to be there. Someone was trying to, like, cut in behind the Uber driver.
Mm-hmm.
And the Uber driver then swerved towards the other car in a way, kind of, you know, like a jokey... I'll hit you kind of way, which I don't appreciate as
brilliant
a passenger.
Job. Yeah.
And then the woman from the other car went, "What the fuck are you doing, you fucking cunt?"
Whoa.
And the Uber driver stuck his middle finger up through his passenger side window and said, "Fuck you," and then drove off. Now, I don't know about you, mate, but does that warrant 5 stars?
I think an extra star for... sass.
It was a bit petrifying, and there was a point where I thought, if this carries on, I'm gonna have to say something. I'm gonna have to referee 2 people in a car, despite the fact I need to be somewhere.
Yeah.
Despite the fact I'm essentially paying for his time to do what I want to.
And you wanted him to shout at you and call you a naughty boy, didn't you?
I wanted him to just wank us off and get me to my destination.
Yeah.
But, so yeah. Yeah, it was like something out of a film. I couldn't believe it. I thought it was a setup.
That's shocking. That was it a joke?
Well, it wasn't a joke, no.
So you're not going to be on Candid Camera US?
I mean, maybe. Maybe I will be, but you, production wise, I wouldn't know what it will.
Well, yeah, they'd have to get you to sign the release form.
Okay.
Well, they didn't come and ask you to sign a release form?
No.
No, you're not going to be on it tonight. So why don't you just say no when I ask you? When I ask you if you're going to be on national television in America, why don't you just say no, I'm not, instead of stringing me along?
As far as I'm aware, no, I'm not going
to
be.
We've got listeners in America who, if they fell asleep now, they could be sat up all night waiting to see you on their telly.
Yeah, but do we have listeners in America?
Yeah, probably. I mean, not anymore. We haven't released one at least for a month, so.
No. We had one in Zimbabwe once, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. And Norway.
But there you go. I think that's probably it for this week.
Well, we've done a decent sized episode.
Yeah, we'll probably be back with a proper topic next week.
Yeah, we're going to get back into it now, aren't we? Make a concerted effort to be nice boys.
Johnny's not dying.
Yeah, so I'm going to go to the doctor on day after tomorrow. And then we'll find out basically what's wrong with me. And I may or may not end up in hospital having my stomach scraped.
Not a thing.
Is that a thing?
Not a thing.
Is it not going to scrape
now? Oh,
scrape
yeah,
all the bad out of
scrape my stomach. That's not a thing.
Yeah, well, my mum's already decided what's wrong with me and told me what to say to the doctor to get it fixed.
Oh, what she said?
Apparently, I've got to go to the doctors and tell him that I've got IBS and tell him that I need some fibre gel to make myself better. So she's already written my prescription.
Yeah, you know why your mum said that? Your mum's got a sense of humour. You'll be shitting for the having evil. Fibre gel sounds like...
That sounds
concentrated, like, fucking shredded wheat. It'll be going right through you.
That sounds like the last thing I need.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
But you know, your mum's not qualified as a GP, so what do we know?
No, but she thinks she isn't. To be fair, with everyone she knows who's dying, she's been to enough of the fucking things.
That's true.
Aye. Well, don't forget, you can get us on Twitter.
Yeah, we are at GetFatCast on Twitter. You can email us.
GetFatCast@gmail.com.
Have we had an email lately, Johnny?
No.
We've not. It would be nice to get an email. Just send...
nudes.
No, not nudes.
Why not nudes?
Because it's predominantly males.
Oh, right. If you're a girl one, can we have nudes?
Oh, if you're a boy one, just tuck it...
Tuck it between your legs, yeah.
Silence of the Lambs.
And you know what, right? Shave your crab ladder, wear a bra. Probably enough.
You'll have a wank up that, won't you?
I'll wank up, bro.
You can get us on... Don't even bother about Facebook. Fuck.
No, fuck it. Facebook's died a death.
We could do Instagram, but we're not on Instagram.
Don't understand
people
Instagram.
People on Instagram.
I mean, we can hardly get them to download a fucking podcast.
So anyway, yeah, get us on Twitter, email us.
Yeah, just do all the things that nice boys and girls do.
And leave us a review on iTunes.
Oh yeah, that as well. We've not had one of them for ages.
That'd be great.
Aye. Bye.
Bye.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.